bringing Minnesota Powells to you. This is Powell Trails. Today, we head north to the 22nd annual Fond du Lac Veterans Powell, July 10th through the 12th, 2015. Your host drums are Midnight Express, Cedar Creek, Young Kingbird, and Black Bear Crossing. Your MC is Pete Gobbo. Your co-MC, Les Gibbs. Your spiritual advisor, Skip Sandman. Part 2 of 2.
Blackwater.
Yeah.
Big Red.
Intertribal, spot dead time.
Cedar Creek. Woo! Make them dance. Take two.
Good afternoon. I'm sitting here at the Fond du Lac Vets Expo 2015. My guest today here is Les Gibbs. Les, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Minneapolis. I'm a member of Red Lake. I call my home as Oboshnig and Panema. And I'm Bear Clan, a member of Meskwagame Zaga Egane. It's Red Lake. I'm currently living in Duluth, Minnesota. I work in a field of mental health. I spent a lot of years on a power trail, first as a grass dancer, and hopefully a few more years until I go traditional. I've been asked to be a part of the Fond du Lac Veterans Power right now as a co-MC, and I've been for the past 3 years, I believe. Before that, I spent a lot of time on the power trail as it was traveling with Spirit Mountain, and that was a great experience. I have a daughter, she's 26 years old, and she's going to be going to a MSW and M Masters of Public Health program in this coming August. I got my wife Renee, she's currently a nurse, and she's going back to school also. But yeah, we kind of a little bit about myself. I have a lot of varied interests. One of the things I'm interested in is physics and astronomy. I don't know why that is, but I just am. I enjoy being out on a power trail as much as I can be, and it's also good to see a lot of good people and meet good people and make new friends. And one of the things I strongly encourage when it comes to having a career or job is having a hobby, basically taking care of yourself, because in today's world we need to have that. So. And one of mine is golfing. I play golf a lot, and that helps me because for a number of reasons. I think the main reason is in the field of mental health. You hear a lot, and you deal with a lot, and you're helping people try to live the best they can, and that saps your energy, and it helps me get away from the job for a while when I do that. I just want to say, if regardless of what you're doing, what you do, is you need to learn how to take care of yourself, and because if you can't take care of yourself, you're no good to other people. So I do a lot of different things, and that's one of them. So,
all right, tell me a little bit about you. You said you were a grass dancer. Can you tell me a very short history of why you started dancing that?
I first sat at the drum with Spirit Mountain. Lead singer was Orville Counselor from the Gatchewindung up in Canada. And actually, there was a gentleman from Boys Fort who gave me my very first outfit. And it was Dazed and Good Sky. He handed me an outfit that had yellow on it, yellow, red, and white. He gave me a yoke, a pants, and some aprons, and that's how I got started. So I'm truly grateful and appreciation for that gift he gave me. He gave me the gift and permission to dance as a grass dancer. But since then, and I went out there, I just danced and had a good time. And for me, it was becoming a part of a whole new world that I never really truly understood before that. And now I realize that what I've been, who I am, what I am, and what I need to do. And I thank that Boys Fort Elder. He's also a Vietnam veteran from the Navy, Mr. Harold Dejan Goodsky, for giving me that gift, and I truly appreciate that. Incidentally, and one of the things when I first started dancing, not too long after I got that, And I knew that something else was coming to me too. And I didn't say who. I knew who it was for some reason. I knew, but it's interesting. It was Harold Dejan. He gave me an eagle whistle at a powwow, and I was truly surprised by that. But since then, you know, being a grass dancer out here is taken on for me. It's taken on a whole new understanding and just a way of being with yourself. As you're out there dancing your best to be out here and just be a part of the sacred circle out here. I need to. I've been away from it. For a couple of years, and I truly want to get back into it again. So, but without that gift of a grass dance outfit here, it was a long time ago, maybe 19 years ago. I wouldn't be talking with you.
All right. As a grass dancer, you know, it's always nice to see you out there shaking it. As an MC, it's always nice to hear your voice. I'd like to thank you, Les.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Our judges are ready. Our dancers are ready. Young Kingbird, make them dance. Good job.
Oh.
Young Kingbird. Good afternoon. I'm sitting here with the 2015 Fond du Lac Vets Powwow. I'm sitting here with Sarah Howes. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Bonjour, Sarah Agaton Howes, Indigenous. I live here in the village of Sawyer, and I'm here having my stand today with my art. And let's see, I'm a mother and a jingle dress dancer and an artist and a business owner.
All right. Could you tell me a little bit about your jingle dress here? You know, the colors, the patterns, and whatnot.
You know, it's funny. This is the first time I've worn this dress. I actually had a dream about this dress, and it took me a long time to find the right fabric. I knew exactly what it had to look like, and it took me like 2 or 3 years to find it and get it like into reality. So this is the first day I've worn it. So it's kind of like a butter yellow. And it has my color yellow and blue on it for the sky.
All right. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We are already aforementioned, warned you about this. So why did you want to become a jingle dress dancer?
I didn't grow up doing these kind of things. And so when I first came to Powwow's, I remember kind of being on the edge, around the edge of the arena and observing and watching everybody else dance. And when I became like an adult, I finally was like, I want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a peripheral. I don't want to be on the outside of that. I want to be a part of that. And so my brother and my sister-in-law helped me make my first outfit when I was about 23. And I remember my first grand entry, like walking in with all the other dancers. And I was like, I finally feel like I'm a part of this instead of being on the outside of it. So it's, for me, it's about being whole as a person.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit more about your patterns here? And you know, I know we all have our own certain clans and our colors, and our Ojibwe patterns and our Dakota patterns. Could you get in a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have. Well, this set of my moccasins are Ojibwe pucker toe moccasins, and they're on the black velvet with the floral on it, and that's just very typical Ojibwe style. They have the black cuff with a floral, and mine have a tulip and a strawberry, because that's sort of my signature thing, is to put strawberries on everything, because they're the Odaiman and the heartberry. So I really like that. I have my strawberry earrings, and my barrette has a strawberry on it, and so I like to bring that design forward of like our Ojibwe floral designs on in the velvet. Is beautiful to me, the way the beads stand out against the velvet. So that's and it's a little simpler than a lot of the contemporary, because I also have like a contemporary set of beadwork that I wear sometimes too, but I like, this is nice, especially when it's 82 degrees outside, to have this on. So yeah.
All right, I'd like to thank you, Sarah, for your time and for your interview, and if there's anything else you'd like to say, here's your chance.
Miigwech, thanks for asking.
Black Bear Crossing.
Also, Mon Lac Veterans Committee be standing by. We're gonna get into that Mon Lac Veterans. Yeah.
Paula Trail has been made possible through a generous grant from the Legacy Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.